AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. After weeks of pushing early deals, retailers in the United States and some other countries are trying to seduce customers with promises of bigger discounts on Black Friday. This woman shopping this morning in New Jersey says getting a good deal is important to her.
I think it's definitely important just to make sure you can get like as much as you can with as little money as possible.
The audio courtesy of WABC-TV. Retail analysts say enough consumers enjoy holiday shopping in person that Black Friday remains the biggest day of the year for retail foot traffic in the U.S. There has been a cucumber recall due to possible salmonella contamination. SunFed Produce, based in Arizona, has recalled cucumbers sold between October 12th and November 26th. The cucumbers were shipped to 13 states and 5 Canadian provinces. No illnesses have been reported. Israel has struck again, striking Lebanon just days after a ceasefire was reached.
The Israeli military has said its warplanes have fired on southern Lebanon. Israel claims it detected activity by the militant Hezbollah group at a rocket storage facility there. Israel's attack came on day two of a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. It also came hours after the Israeli military said it fired on people trying to return to certain areas in southern Lebanon. The agreement includes an initial two-month ceasefire in which Israeli forces are to return to their side of the border following their ground invasion of southern Lebanon in early October. As part of the agreement, Hezbollah militants are to withdraw north of the Litani River. The buffer zone would be patrolled by Lebanese troops and UN peacekeepers. I'm Karen Chamas.
This Wednesday, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on the constitutionality of Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a protest by Amazon workers in India.
As Amazon gets ready for one of the busiest shopping periods of the year, its warehouse workers and delivery drivers took to the streets of New Delhi, India today to protest working conditions. Workers say their basic salary is the equivalent of $120 a month when it should be at least $295, and they say they work under pressure to get packages out on time. Union leader Nitesh Das.
When you order something through apps, and the things come to you in just one click away. There's a reality going in the background at every step of the packaging, delivering, the workers getting exploited. So that's why we're on the streets.
Amazon issued a statement in India accusing the workers of intentionally misleading and continuing to promote a false narrative. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.